Hello, am I speaking with Virginia?
Yeah, is this Steve?
Yep, this is Steve.
Can you just wait 1 second? I was saving
sure.
something on the computer. Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Okay, right with you. Actually, I started the sequel already to the book.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, I think you did a great job in the clear version of the book. You really did.
Thank you so very much.
Okay. So what I did is, I liked the PDF one, you know, the way, because it was different, you know, when you started Mind Over Matter, I liked the way that looked. The PDF version. Do you have that in front of you?
Yep, I have that open.
Okay. So now, okay, the first page, my background is the art. So Mind Over Matter looks beautiful, and Let Us Talk the Walk. But now the AOZ Caregivers, don't you think it kind of doesn't have that artistic look, or is it me?
No. We can have that text formatted as well. I am opening up my notepad as well, and I'll note down all the revisions. And whenever you get the next draft, you'll have these revisions incorporated, and I'll take care of that.
But what do you think of that?
It's just that since the first text, like Mind Over Matter, that is in a different form, so that makes the ALZ caregivers stand a bit out. So I will try to give it another touch as well with trying different font, and whichever suits the best, I'll have that updated over here.
Yeah, because the Mind Over Matter, you know, flows very nicely with the cover of the book. And I love Let Us Talk the Walk. But I understand what you're trying. I understand what you're saying, so that the ALZ caregivers is more outstanding, but if we can make it just a little more artistic.
Okay, I'll take care of that. Absolutely, I'll take care of that.
And then at the bottom of that same page, my name, Maria Virginia, it's kind of light. What do you think?
It's a bit light, yes. That is something that I will have use a different text, or I'll probably change it to bold so that it's a bit darker. It's not completely light,
okay.
But yet I get your point. I just need to have that taken care of as well. I'll have that sorted.
Okay. So now what I did, I only, okay. Let's go to page, because really the whole thing is, really did such a good, clean job. Let's go to page 13. Page 13.
Page 13. Okay. I'm on page 13.
Okay. You know, Steve, okay, basically, this is a question I have for the whole book right now. Okay, right now, when I print it, it's printing on paper 8.5 by 11,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yep, that is correct.
So now,
check the size as well. Just give me one quick second. Let me check your page's layout as well.
Okay.
Yep, that is 8.5 by 11.
Okay. So now, when it goes into a soft cover, what size will the book be? Will the pages be?
Okay, the page would be of the same size because we are formatting your book in an 8.5 by 11, so that would be the size. However, what we personally recommend for these books, or what we personally recommend for books, is a 6 by 9, which is usually a bit longer than the novel. So that's like a small book, longer than the novel, a little larger than the novel. So that is one of the size. However, we do have clients that prefers 8.5 by 11 as well. So that's more on the personal preferences as well.
Okay, because what happened was, okay, so it's like, okay, so it's not going to be 8.5 by 11, right? The whole book.
Yep, that is correct.
What size will the book be?
The book would be of the same size, 8.5 by 11.
Oh, will?
Yep. Yep, that is correct. That's basically the reason when we say that what needs to be the trim size, or when we ask what do you have to keep as the trim size, that's basically the size of the paper. So when we say that, would you want your book to be 8.5 by 11 or would you want it to be 6 by 9, that's basically the dimensions of the page size.
But see, I'm going to tell you something. You know, now that I'm looking at books in a different light, different eyes, you know, when I used to purchase a book, you know, it's different. Because I had this book, and this is what made me think about it. It's a 6 by 9, and the font and the size, it's really difficult to read. So that's what another thing I was, for the whole book, that's what I didn't understand. You know, you want to make sure people can read it. And now that you're looking at it through different eyes, you know, as an author, so like I said, this one book I have that is 6 by 9, when you really, now that I look at it, it was very difficult to read because of the particular font that was selected and the size. It seems like there are so many words. So they condensed it to a point where it's not really legible. You know what I mean?
Yep, I got your point. Because the size of the book gets smaller, so obviously the text gets a bit smaller as well, which makes it a bit difficult for a lot of readers as well. That is completely right. So in that case, what we can do is we can just stick to the same size that we're going forward right now, which is an 8.5 by 11. That is reader-friendly as well, and you can view all the text and everything more clearly.
Yeah, because that was in my head. Because this book is 555 pages. Mm-hmm. So that means that's a lot of words. You know?
Yep, absolutely. So if you go ahead with a 6 by 9, that will make it more difficult for the readers as well, obviously, since you mentioned that it's 500 pages. So obviously that's going to increase the page size as well. If we are, for example, formatting the book to 6 by 9, that might increase the page count further. So 8.5 sounds the best.
Because this book has a lot of pictures, you know, and the pictures, you know, when you print them, they're in black and white, but yours are in color, you know, ones that. So then I was thinking, you know, if you condense it to a point of that is really unbelievable, then the pictures that go with the text just don't come, you won't get that compliment, you know? Okay. So, page 15.
Sure. On page 15?
Yeah. Page 15. Okay. You see, it says first psychiatrist.
Yep, I see that, the third paragraph.
Yeah, so what happened was, on page 14, all of those, like the first neurologist, they were all in bold. So I think that should be in bold also, just to be consistent.
Yep, that is correct. How that works is, as I mentioned on our previous call as well, how this works is that we first work on the main content. Then the formatting, that is something that is catered towards the second phase. But since I told my team and instructed them as well that they're working on the formatting at the same time, so I will have them go through these minor details as well. Wherever the format is getting out, I will be having that sorted in the next draft for you as well. So I see the word psychiatrist. I see a few more changes further down the road as well. So wherever these formatting needs to be required, like the bold and the font style, I'll have that taken care of for you.
Okay. On page 18.
Sure. There. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, in what I'm looking on, you know, what you've sent, you know the little quote there, step into my shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that will be as clear as I'm seeing it now, correct, in the book?
Okay, yep. Let me update you about one more thing. Regarding the illustrations, my team is already working on that and trying to have it sorted out for you. So regarding the illustrations in throughout the draft that I just shared you with you, you just have to disregard the illustrations as of now. So in the next draft, once I have a short meeting with my team, I'm going to update you on the illustrations as well, how you're going to move forward and have these taken care of and clear them out.
Okay. And you know what I noticed, Steve, by accident, this what happened was I had some paper in my printer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't white. And I know this is something we'll discuss once we really have these little minor things adjusted. Mm-hmm. And it was like an off white. And I realized the print was more as the words were more outstanding on something that was not white. So I just had that in my mind. You know, the paper?
Yep, I got your point. So this is something that when we move towards the publishing side, we will have these details added on the publishing platforms as well. And we can then decide whichever color suits the best. Like, does it needs to be a bit off-white? Does it needs to be a bit creamy? So that is something that we will discuss towards the end once we are towards the publishing side. And we'll have that taken care of for you.
Okay. Let's go to page 22.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 22. Let me get that one. Okay. So the first picture, yes, I am a champion, right? That goes with page 21.
Okay, one quick second. Okay, that would go to the page 21. All right.
Okay. Now, then we're on the page 22, the caregiver burnt out, right?
Yep.
Okay. So the photo on page 23, the funny, the humorous side of burnt out, goes on page 22.
Okay, I see that the caregiver burnout is starting from the 23rd page. So that is one of the reason why the picture got there. But once I have this aligned, I'll have this sorted out and aligned with the same format. So for example, the caregiver burnout picture will be aligned with the caregiver burnout whole context and the chapter.
Okay, so the bottom part, on page 23, that little photo, funny photo, goes with the burnt out.
Yep, we'll have that attached with that.
Okay. So, hold on. Not much more. Okay. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay. Page 30.
Sure. I'm on page 30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Me too. Hold on. Steve?
Yep, I'm here.
Well, okay.
Yep, I'm here. Just waiting on you.
Are you on? That's okay. Are you on page 30 also?
Yep, I'm on page 30.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question. And I know when you print from a regular printer. So on page 30, the way you have it, you know, peace, love, all that, that will be as visible when we do the book?
Yes. So as I mentioned earlier as well, regarding the illustration, that is something that in this particular draft, you can disregard that. I am having a word with my illustration team and my writing team both to check how we can further enhance the picture if there's a way to have that sorted out completely. So that is something that I will be personally updating you by myself by the next week, by mid next week, and I'll update you on this. So regarding the picture and clarity, we will have that sorted out for you. And regarding this, I will be updating you before somewhere in midweek. All right?
That's right. Oh, page 33.
Sure. I'm here.
Okay, so here we're talking about my husband. So it says Advent readers. It should be Advent reader, not plural.
Okay, give me one quick second.
Because he was an Advent reader. This is all discussing how he changed.
I got that.
Okay. Okay, so now basically you answered all my questions, because when you print, you know, it's a printer, you know, so the pictures do not come as clear as they are there.
Yes. The pictures are currently not clear because since they have been copied from the internet, and that is one of the reasons why the clarity is not there. So that is something that I am checking with my illustration team as well, and I am checking with the project managers as well on this. So I will be updating you how we will be moving forward with the pictures somewhere between the midweek, and I personally will be calling you by myself as well. So I will update you regarding the clarity of the picture, and whatever it takes, I'll surely let you know to make sure that this book goes down for printing just the way you want it, with all the clear pictures and the formatting. So that is something that I have noted down on my task list, and I'll be updating you by next week on the pictures.
Okay. There's a form. Thank you. This is the book.
You're most welcome.
Great.
Thank you so very much.
No, you're welcome. No. I'm telling you. it really does. It's quite impressive. Okay, I have a question. I need some maybe guidance from you.
Sure thing.
Okay, there's a form I need to complete, and for the book. It says it's a publishing information questionnaire.
Uh-huh.
And okay, so my question to you is this. It says here it's pretty, you know, there's a place where it says about the author. Now, I wrote something that's about the author, about me. And then it says about the book. So I've written something about the author and about the book. My question to you is, if I send them to you, because I'm assuming since this is the publishing information, this is what's going to go out about me and about the book.
Yep, that is correct. When we publish the book on Amazon or publishing platforms, so for example, when you go ahead and buy something online, so for example, if people are going on Amazon and they're clicking on to purchase your book, so on that same section, they will be able to view the same details, for example, about the author and about the book. The reason for this is before the people make their purchase, they at least get an idea of who the author is and what are the details about the author, and also the book description. So that is something we post on the publishing platforms.
Okay, so since my question to you is, if I send you the one about the author and the one about the book, for your professional view, could you review it? See, I don't know how long it should be, how short it should be. So could you, if I send them to you, those two, could you review them and tell me?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. You can share your description about the author and about the book as well. You absolutely can share that. And once you share that, I will have that go through with my editing team. My editing team is going to review that, and I will share that with you. I will share my feedback. And also, if any changes are required, I'll share that the same way with you. So I've got you covered over here.
Do I send that to you directly, or do I have to send that to Ella?
You can send that to Ella directly. I'll have a word with Ella after the call, and I'll update her how we're going to move forward with about the book and about the description as well. So once you share that with Ella, she'll share it with me, and I'll share it with my team as well. So Ella is on the same page as I am, and I'm going to have a word with her.
Okay. I also, I know in this questionnaire, which I have done already with the bank, I have created a special account. Mm-hmm. So then I just complete the rest of the information about the account and Social Security and through your portal, correct?
Yep, that is correct. You can just submit that over there on the portal. And if there's any issue in that, or if you need any assistance, Ella will be on call with you, and she'll have that sorted out for you.
Form, okay. And it says, I guess there's some things I can't put. Targeting audience, age range. I'm assuming that's something you do, correct?
You can just let us know about, for example, you can just let us know about your particular idea. For example, if I am, just giving an example, that if I am writing a children's book or an illustration book, I will have some word target audience in my mind of children aged between 2 to 10 years old. So you can just give us an idea, like, for example, are you particularly targeting the teenage audience, or you are targeting the overall market? So you can just let us know about that. So I assume that this would be the general market overall, right?
Yeah, because the thing is, it's the story. Have you read the book?
I did read halfway. I did go through the first draft that my team shared. So I was going through with that. Before the meeting, I was going through that.
It's about people who are caregivers, who have dementia, you know, and you know, not for anything, but, you know, dementia, memory loss, it has no age. I mean, most people think, oh, it happens when you get old, you know,
yep.
But once you're involved in this, I'm not saying, it can affect people of different ages. And also, you know what I noticed, and that's in the book, because I also dealt with a lot of children, students in school. So anybody with a mental disorder, there are some very major similarities. And it's in the book. The way you talk to them, the sound of your voice. So I guess you would say, I guess general audience, I guess you're right, right?
Yep. Yep, that is correct. So that is going to go to the general audience, and anyone who is above 10 years old or 15 years old to be specific, that's going to be the market target audience for us. So we can target the audience anywhere 15 plus and or 10 plus as well, and we can just generalize the audience for everyone. So, yep, that would be the audience.
Well, I wouldn't say 10 plus because it's the parent that would have to,
yep.
It's the whole, the thing is being a caregiver. Whether you are a caregiver with someone with dementia, someone with autism, it's the same.
Gotcha.
It's just some similarities. But basically, the book really discusses the journey of a caregiver between a partner, you know. Mm-hmm. And when it says age range, I didn't know. I don't. What would you say?
You can leave that. Once we target a general audience, that probably would go to anyone with that specific thing. So that is something that my marketing team will take care of that. So I will be taking them on board as well, and they'll take care of this particular thing. So you can leave that to the publishing team. I have the idea that this is going to go for the general audience. So my team is going to have this sorted out and create the tags accordingly on the publishing platforms.
Okay. And the tax information, what is your tax classification?
That is something that I would need to check with my team, since I only take care of the editing side. That is something that I'm going to check with my team, and Ella can further elaborate and update you on that. So I will have her call you as well on the publishing form and the printing form, and she can best assist on that.
I know she's not feeling well today. So,
Go ahead.
What I'll do, though, in the interim, because I know she's in pain, so I told her not to have a conversation in pain. It's just, you know. So what I'll do, though, I will send her, and I'll tell her per our conversation, what I wrote about the editor and what I wrote about the book. So then, because then you will know, it's a page long, so, but I didn't know how long, how short. And then you can just look at it, review it, or edit it, or just let me know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay? Absolutely, absolutely. So just right after the call, I'm just going to brief Ella. I know that she can't speak today because she's not well, but she can hear to me. So I will have a word with her. I will update her about the whole project, and I will let her know about the information that you're going to send me about the author and about yourself, about the book and about yourself. So I will brief her about the whole call, and you can just let her, you can just share those details with her. It can be a page long. In case if anything extra, my team will have that sorted out, and I'll revert back to you as well.
Okay, and then just tell Ella to take care of herself. And when she has time, there are still some open issues. I need to talk to her about a conversation that occurred the other day, and she knows about it. Tell her, because for me, she's my main person, you know.
Yep, I will be updating her about the call as well. But if there's anything else that you would want me to update her, I'll surely can update her on that.
Well, I need to bring her up. I need to let. Okay, the other day Raphael called me, which I did. I was a little confused over the conversation because I know he's an illustrator. Mm-hmm. So I need to talk to her and really define the balance of the money that I owe. And the phone call with Raphael was a little confusing. So, it all ties into marketing. So when she is better, I need to review the conversation.
I got you.
Exactly.
Got your point. All right, I will have a word with Ella right now. I will update her about your conversation with Rafael, and I'll also inform her that as soon as she is well, the first thing that she needs to do is she needs to have a word with you as well, so that there's a bit confusion regarding these things. So that will be sorted out for you. I will be updating Ella on this and about the whole conversation that we had.
Yeah, this way we're all on the same page.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So we'll be on the same page, and she'll surely be calling you as well once she gets well.
Yeah, because I really want to get this on in the market, you know, because I have started the sequel already.
Oh,
which is
The
sequel to me, okay, I don't know if you ever knew anyone that had, whoever's been a caregiver to someone with dementia. So, yes, the book is about the journey. But now the journey is over, so that's the sequel. Because all of a sudden, you have to redefine yourself. So the sequel is equally relevant to the beginning of the journey, because now the journey is over.
I understand your point, but nothing to worry about. I will have all this taken care of from my end as well, and my whole team. I will update Ella on this, and as soon as she's well, she'll give you a call as well, so that we all are on the same page, and in case if you have any confusion as well, all of those confusions are clear out, and we're like point blank, so we're all on the same page, all right?
Okay, and tell her to take care of herself.
Absolutely. I am going to convey the message. And it was indeed a pleasure speaking to you today. And thank you so very much for your kind words.
No, thank you. Thank you for your concentration, your focus, your honesty. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You're most welcome. And take care of yourself. May you have a wonderful weekend ahead.
You too, Steve. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Thank you.